Disappointing start, is that an understatement?
Well, disappointing. You have a home opener with a large crowd that's excited for the team to return back here to Winnipeg. So, yes, it's disappointing not to be able to reward them with a win.
Where was that jump from your guys?
Well, you know what? I thought we know what we are right now in the season. We are a very young team, and there's definitely a learning curve that's going to happen here in the American Hockey League. This is a very good league. That's the defending Calder Cup champions that we just played there tonight. But we got to make sure that learning curve happens as quick as possible. There's some positive things to take out of that game, but definitely a lot of things that we need to work on.
Jay said that it was kind of like you were watching. They were in awe almost of watching this veteran team kind of do their thing. Is that what you saw as well?
Well, I saw a young team with a lot of nerves for the start of the game. I thought we didn't move our feet to start. Obviously at home here, a little bit much for them to take in. As we move forward, I thought we started getting our legs going a little bit, but for the most part, I thought when you watch that team, they looked like they had a lot of returning players on Terra, and I thought we stood on the outside watching them move pucks. So execution has to be a lot better, and making sure that we learn quickly how to correct our mistakes.
Isn't that one of the beauties of the American League, the fact that you can look at this game and 2 days later you get to play the same opponent?
Well, it is. It's when you look, you got to step back and take a quick thought and look to say that we're 3 games into this season. We know the kind of lineup that we were going to have coming into this season, that there was going to be some work to do, that there was going to be some prospects that have to learn quickly here. So, like I said, it's, when you have the AHL, when you have the back-to-back scenarios here that you're playing the same team, we know the opponents because we've seen them over the last 4 years in St. John's, but you now have an opportunity with hopefully a little bit of redemption. But for us as a group right now, it's about learning quickly and getting our head around playing the pro game the right way.
As you said, it's so early in the season, and this is a veteran team. Is this an opportunity for you to evaluate maybe individuals, or is it kind of one of those things where you hold off on?
Yeah, you're always evaluating. You're always, because there's a lot of new bodies in that lineup for us, you're always evaluating and see exactly where guys slot in, where they need to improve on, where their game is, if they're bubble guys for going up to the Jets or not. So, yes, it's a constant evaluation on exactly where their game is right now.
You've seen this team a lot. They were Manchester, now in Ontario. What makes them so effective?
Well, just balance. They have, they have some really big, large NHL-sized bodies up front. They possess some speed also mixed in with that, and some puck movers are easy. They have a real effective job of coming out of their own zone because of their back end, their veteran defensemen that can move pucks up ice. So there's a lot of balance, a lot of different looks that they can give you.
What do you think your goaltending tonight?
I thought there's a lot of areas that we need to correct, and goaltending wasn't one.